Man, this bar must have got a bad barrel, because this whiskey ain't working on me.
Welcome to another episode of Toad's Tunes. My name is Toad, and today we're sitting down with Josh Ross as he comes back through Vegas playing another show at Stoney's Rock and Country. 2 months ago, he was in town, did the same show, but he's changed a lot, man. He's been on the road with Nickelback, Brantley Gilbert, Bailey Zimmerman, and let me tell you, he's learned so much, built his crew around what he's learned on the road. Man, we got to talk about playing venues like the Forum, the Ryman, and so many more, as well as Supercross, Motocross, and we even dove into, like we do every time we end our interview, podcast, talk. Dude, you dating? Let's get to know Josh Ross. You should do the intro to this, man.
What do you want me to say?
I don't know. Welcome to another episode of Toad's Tunes. Try that one.
Toad's Tunes fans, it's Josh Ross. Glad to be here. We're going to interview Toad today. Get to know Toad.
You know what? I think that would be kind of fun. I just had Trey Lewis here 2 weeks ago, and he said, next time you come to Nashville, you're coming on my podcast. I was like,
he's got a great podcast.
That'd be kind of cool, man. I think so. A little bit different.
Yes, his is so funny.
Have you been on it?
No, I've been on the Matt Burrell one, which I know they're all good friends, and the Raise Rowdy stuff. And then what's Trey's called? It's like the
D and some. Yeah.
It's like hilarious. Like they go through like people's DMs and like check the messages that they get and stuff.
He's an interesting dude. But we're not here to talk about him, so I'll segue out of that. You were here in December of 2023. This is rad. This will probably be my second or third for my year six of doing this, which is
that's so cool.
I think it's fucking cool as shit, dude. Cool, so dude. You've had a lot of big changes since the last time you were here.
I swear.
You can fucking say whatever you want. It's so funny that some people are like, can I swear?
Yeah, yeah. You just forget. You get so used to like every day. Most stuff you can't, so it's like
right.
If you want to say something that you mean, you're like,
Yeah, but most people just put a piece of paper in front of you and they ask the same goddamn questions.
Well, this is also true.
This is also true. I've learned that. I have had tour managers come in and hand me a piece of paper before.
Yeah?
Yeah, you should see my face.
This is what to talk about?
Yeah. I'm like, what's that? And they're like, these are the talking points. And I'm like, no, they're not.
I mean, I get if there's something that's like off limits because it's like not okay to talk about.
Politics and racism, let's go.
Yeah, exactly. we're not going to do
Never. I would never do that more than once or twice or something like that. So December 2nd. Was the last time you were here. I was just looking it up earlier. I like to say a lot has changed in your career in 2 months.
2 months today, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Literally. Holy shit.
Yeah. Look at that. Bang, dude, bang.
Just like that. I mean.
It's been great.
You went on the road with a big, huge fucking band in Nickelback.
Yep. We did all that.
You got to learn. We talked about this over dinner tonight. What was your favorite part of all that?
Yeah. Just honestly learning how to work a stage and. Build a team, and they taught me so much that for going into this year, and we had our first Bailey Zimmerman date yesterday, and opening for him, and I just felt so comfortable. Like it just that doing that whole Nickelback experience made everything else feel so just like kind of easy, I guess, in a certain way. Just confidence for sure. It would be the biggest thing I learned from that.
Was Bailey on that tour as well?
No, it was myself and Brantley was on the Nickelback.
Brantley Gilbert.
Yeah.
So you were the first guy. You first. Did you play that show here? As well?
Yeah.
You did? Like Allegiant or something like that? Or where was it?
T-Mobile.
Yeah. So, dude, that's pretty nuts. How's Brantley?
Dude, he's great. I mean, Brantley's like probably the most brotherly, wholesome. Like, you look at him, you'd be like, I don't know, you know?
And he's kind of a douchebag looking guy. Yeah.
You just like, you're like intimidated, you're not sure. And I'm sure he can be a really mean guy if he wants to. But honestly, like, just watching him and the people that he surrounds himself with and, I was very fortunate to learn a lot in regards to building a team by watching him.
How long has Wyatt been with you?
Wyatt has been with us. So Wyatt's our tour manager, and he's been with us. He started before the Nickelback tour. So he's been with us. It'll be a year come May.
Good dude. Friend? Just how did you?
We had. I think we were trying to get somebody else, honestly. And
fuck you, Wyatt.
Yeah, no. I think it was his buddy, and his buddy was out with C4th and a couple other people. But Wyatt would sub in and fill in, when he was unavailable. And it's been the greatest thing. I mean, just having that, foundational thing. He's had some family stuff going on the last little bit that I won't really speak on. But just not having him there for those couple days,
you felt it.
It's like, oh my gosh, it's like everybody else is trying to pick up, like the photographer's now running around and the band leader's now running around doing all this stuff. And so having Wyatt's been a very great thing.
Did he tell you what I did to him this afternoon when he asked me about the ticket counts?
No.
Yeah, you guys, I think you had just gotten done with soundcheck and he sent me a text and asked me a couple questions. It was probably, I don't know, probably about five o'clock. And he goes, how many tickets have we sold? So I walked up to him and I said, 13.
Okay. Yeah. Dude, I mean, I've played. It's funny. We just did a show in London, Ontario, Canada. And I had played a show in London, Ontario in 2018. And I played for six people. And we went back and sold, I think it was 2,250 tickets.
Holy cow.
Like,
we did
a VIP thing, and I was like, there was a, you know, I was like, I used to play for less than
your VIP thing.
Right? Like, yeah. It was like crazy full circle. Like, I mean, you know, that's a lot of years, though. It doesn't feel that long ago. And then I look back, I'm like, yeah, I've been doing this now for like a minute. Like,
it's not a bad thing.
We're in 2024.
I told Wyatt he should say thank you. And he was like, why? And I'm like, dude, because I just raised your heart level. It was like a workout that you didn't have to do.
Yeah.
Thank me for that.
He loves a good workout.
Yeah. That he might. On that, let's talk about just your career so far. What's been like the highlight and like your favorite place to play and like the things that stick out the most to you?
Yeah. I mean, I still love, you know, places like this, like, you know, playing, you know, in the kind of club environment I still really love. And as much as I really love the stadiums and arenas, I think I'll love it more. You know, first to three is kind of hard, and, you know, people are still trickling in, and it's really great for building. But, you know, being the headliner, or now, like, me getting to do my own shows and
right.
selling tickets and designing the show how I want, I'm built for an hour and a half, I think, on stage. Like, I genuinely, like, feel like that's where I'm most happy.
Do you feel robbed when you open for a band in time?
I feel not against the artist.
No. I mean, in a sense,
I think where I get robbed is just like I don't feel like I get to be me enough. Like right. I don't get to talk, like, the, you know, it's either talk or play songs, and in that role you're there to play songs.
Right.
So, like, you know, I have a hard time. I try, you know, to talk about songs in between as much as I can and explain things and have still moments in the set. But the Bailey Zimmerman tour, which is awesome, which we kicked off, is I get 45 minutes. So that's, you know, a lot better.
You just bang out tunes, right?
Yeah, but that's a lot better. Most opening slots are, you know, 25 or 30. I mean, I'm direct support to him on this tour out of the three, but it's been great. Yeah, it was a great night last night.
What's been your favorite place to play?
Oh, man.
Like the thing that just...
I've done some acoustic stuff at the Ryman that was incredible.
Hell yes.
You know, the Opry, like all the classic, you know, country places. I love LA. I love all the, you know, the fun stuff too. So the Forum,
that's rock and roll though.
Yeah, and the Forum was really cool just to play, and we did that also on the Nickelback run. And then I know we have a lot of dates with Bailey that I'm just really looking forward to, and you know, a lot of the upcoming places. So it's cool.
I tried to get Bailey here. It was probably a year and a half ago, 2 years ago. When did that Nickelback tour start?
That was April this past year.
It was probably January of last year. And we were talking back and forth, and then he got...
He's doing his headline stuff. And
yeah, I couldn't afford him anymore.
Yeah.
I would like to, but...
it's good. Yeah, you got it. I mean, it's also like me. I'm one of those people that, like, love coming back and playing the places that... Obviously, it's got to make sense.
Sure.
But it's like...
Sure.
How cool is it to, like, for instance, like, that London, Ontario thing, like, come back to the same place and just, like, see how you can do it, you know?
I want to tell you something I told our accountant today. She was here during sound check, and she was like, sounds good. And I was like, here's the deal. I'm going to tell you something. This guy played here in December. He's playing here now. Mm-hmm. Next year, we won't be able to afford him.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
But I believe that for you. I mean, yeah. that's a great thing.
Yeah. I'm so loyal to the places that, you know, this is my first time visiting a place twice in all of America. So,
really?
Yeah, venue-wise. So that's cool.
That last show you did, I chased that show for a multitude of reasons. Mm-hmm. One of them, I'm a fan. Yeah. The other one is I wanted the show before anyone else got it.
That's awesome.
I wanted to be the first. And I enjoy that kind of stuff. And it's like, I'm doing that right now with Larry Fleet's never played here.
Larry's great.
And they just reached out to me. I love that kid.
He's incredible.
Yeah,
it's cool. You genuinely actually, like, I will say this, like, it's not about streaming or radios or what, you just like good music and you like what it does for people, and that, I mean, that's the cool part.
John Marks and I had this conversation, and he said something to me that I absolutely loved, and because I challenged him with some stuff in regards to Spotify and the playlisting and everything like that, and it was a great question, and a great result out of it was, why can't good music just be good music?
Yeah, I mean, there's so much politics involved, which, I mean, it's all money, you know, when you comes down to it, you know, it's what deals get done and all that kind of stuff, so that's...
Yeah.
You know, when I got into this, I didn't think there was any rules. I thought I just wrote songs and people either liked them and they liked my voice or they didn't. And then you get in it and you realize, like, this is bigger than any sports team you could have ever joined or, you know, company. It's, you know, there's a lot of moving parts and so many different teams.
It's huge because I look at the simple stuff as far as merch. Mm-hmm. It gets shipped out here.
sort of thing. And I understand that's bread and butter for you guys as well.
Yeah.
Because it's like the shows, as you're growing, they don't pay as much, but then they get to a point where your merch could probably supersede what you make in some locations.
Yeah, I mean, that can really help a lot. Like, especially, you know, obviously we're on the road now till kind of the middle of February until we get back. And then, you know, that's a solid month and a little bit. We'll be on the road when we get back. And buses are expensive, dude. It's like,
hell yes.
But there's no other way to do it when you're on like these Sprinter van tours. Like, you can kind of get by if it's like a weekend run and get a hotel. But to be going, like, you know, we left LA last night, got here this morning, load in, play. We leave immediately after this, go to Vancouver, Canada, which is like 22 hours, I think it is. You know, and we play on Sunday. Like,
and no pooping on the bus.
No pooping on the bus. We talked about that. That is a rule. If people don't know that, then I don't think you can come on the bus.
Not even to say hi.
Yeah.
I just I think it would be funny that you guys should just leave some those Subway bags in there with a napkin.
I'm trying to think. There was a bus. Oh, my gosh. It's funny. Now that I think about this, there was. I'm trying to remember what it was, if it was with. But we had a fake turd, like a fake piece of it,
right?
And somebody left it on the floor by like the toilet in one of the restrooms. I'm trying to remember. This might have been back in like motocross days where we had the, like, you know, the toy haulers and stuff like that,
right?
But yeah, so funny.
Still an absolute no-no back then. Let's talk moto for a second.
Yeah.
I didn't realize your background until after your show last time, and we got to talk motocross and motorcycles. Mm-hmm. And you used to ride,
yeah, race. Never did the freestyle stuff.
That's for other people. I think you have to have a screw loose to do that. I'm not even going to lie.
Yeah. It's just a whole other talent. It's a whole other, you know.
It's a different sport,
mm-hmm.
I think. I mean, those guys can ride. I mean, to me, the whip is still one of the neatest
coolest
things
tricks
in the world. Dude, because when they go one way and they're totally looking the other way and they bring it all the way back again.
You'll see on the screen tonight, dude.
Dude, I'm so excited for it.
That's a little part on the intro.
Let's talk predictions for the 450 class of SX this year. Who do you think is going to win the whole thing?
Dude,
this is going to be on the record.
I don't know. If I was you in the beginning, too, I was like hoping Tomac would do that.
Yep.
But I honestly cannot figure it out.
I think Cooper's going to come out. Webb, I think he's going to be solid.
Early.
Huh?
So early.
It is so early. I mean, we've got, what, till May before they hit Salt Lake for everything. So, I don't know, man. I'm not a huge Cooper fan. I would love to see Tomac. Like we were talking earlier, I love the underdogs as well, the older guys.
The old guys. Like I was a Chad Reed fan always just because
hell yes.
Chad Reed would be like, if you could get Chad in the top five or top three, you're like, you know, he's kicking all these, like, 20-year-olds' asses. And,
right.
You know, I still wish he was racing. Whether, you know.
I wonder if he'll ever come out. I mean, I know there was a story a while back that Stewart was going to come out and do one of the outdoors.
Yeah.
Like Loretta Lynn's something like that. I
prayed.
Dude,
I just think you get physically out of shape.
Yeah, he's skinny again, though. He was fat for a while.
Chad was for a minute?
No.
Stewart.
Stewart,
yeah.
Yeah, and now on his podcast, he looks lean.
Lean, yeah. I mean, it's just such a different, like, if you're not training like those, what are you, 180, like 80% of your heart rate for,
right,
you know, 20 plus one or whatever it is, and then Supercross. Yeah,
it's nuts.
It's different.
So give me one guy, just so we can have it on the record. Who are you going to go with this year?
Dude, I don't know. Probably the kid.
Jet?
Yeah.
I think he's going to get pissed and shock a lot of people, man. Yeah. I think he's just going to go on a bender.
I think that's going to be like I think it's just one of those things, like when Stewart first came in and he'd ride so fast that, like, you know, he'd be crashing and kind of riding over above his head. And that was always like, I would say James is probably one of the fastest people of all time. But, like, not comfortably fast.
No. Yeah, he rode on the seat of his fucking pants for sure.
So I think as long as he can, you know, he can do that and get by.
There's that Suzuki video that I just watched last week. I was showing it to someone at the house where he talks about doing the Bubba Scrub, mm-hmm. and his bars drag in the dirt on the last jump that he does.
He used to do it on 125. Like, I remember that race, it was like he came all the way back from dead last outdoors, and like he was on, like, I think it was 125 at the time. And he was just hauling, like, it was crazy.
It's crazy to me that when I watch these guys ride and they wreck in the first, on the first turn,
mm-hmm.
and they're in dead last place and they finish top five, like, they should, if you like that mindset, mm-hmm. has got to be something completely different.
Well, yeah, and you watch their lap times and stuff, and you're like, well, if you're out in front and they're, you know,
why wouldn't you just burn that too?
Why would you just run like you're running in dead last?
I wonder if they do that because it's just the adrenaline, or something.
Know,
and when you're up front, you don't have to do that.
Like, yeah, you feel like you're chasing those in front. It's always easier to chase somebody. I used to be that. I used to wait always till the last lap if I had the chance to pass
somebody.
And
they always talk about that. Like, you listen to Carmichael when he'll talk about it. He's like, I'd rather be in second the last two laps because
totally.
I just want to watch because I can set the guy up. Let's go back to your music again. I know you told me earlier that you're going to be playing some new music tonight.
Yes.
What do you got a lot of new stuff coming?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, we have another single coming in February 17th, I believe it is.
Okay.
It's called Matching Tattoos, which I'll play tonight. It's a piano song. And then, yeah, I'm definitely working towards a little body project come March, which I'm really excited about.
Full album?
No, it'll be like EP style.
EP. Yeah. So EP goes to what? Five? Six? Something like that?
It's going to include some older songs. I think it's going to sit around like seven, eight, nine.
What makes it an album then? You have to go over 10?
It's over 9. It's actually amount of time. I think the amount of time has to be over like 30 minutes or 30.
You don't want to do that, or you just don't have it?
I do, but I knew I wanted to put out something quick, but I wanted to make sure that what I was putting out was what I felt like I wanted to say.
Right.
Versus, you know, putting a long body of work out and it's songs that I love, but I don't know if that's where I'm at. You know, the one thing I've always like tried to do with my music is, I think we talked about this last time too, is just fans listen to my most recent song and they know where I'm at. So that's kind of what I'm trying to still do. And you know, hopefully, I'm very excited for this project. It's first time like that I've put out an EP that's actually like real. I put out an EP before, but I really never should have.
Right.
It was in 2018. I recorded a bunch of songs that were not me, for the most part. And yeah, I feel like this is my debut EP, which is awesome.
Let's talk about your favorite song that you've got to date. What's your favorite song you're a part of?
Single Again, which came out 2 weeks ago, just over 2 weeks ago. Really awesome. Super excited about it. Just, it feels really good. Fourth Floor, it's just got... I tend to write more of the ballad stuff, so it's nice to have like an up-tempo. And then there's one that we'll be playing tonight called Complicated.
And, another fave?
Yeah, it's just different. It's like kind of 80s. It's got like an 80s groove to it.
Who did all your show stuff, like your show files, the video and the lighting and all that kind of stuff?
It's crazy. Videos was myself and my photographer and then one of my best friends, Ty, who's in Australia. So we'd be on at like 5 in the afternoon as he's like waking up at like 4 in the morning.
Right.
And we'd work and get all these videos done. So yeah, we for the headlining stuff, we've been trying to do screens if they're screens. And then the lighting, we have Jasmine at the front. And
I saw some stuff in here I've never seen before and on our own stuff, which
is great.
Literally, I was talking to Nick, our other sound guy that was here today, just saying, I hope they save that file for us. So our normal guy, Wyatt's out of town, that maybe he could just look at it and kind of get an idea of what's going on and build some other scenes for us.
Yeah, she's super talented. And, yeah, dude, it's cool really picking people and like building a team. Like it's been really... It's hard too, because like you know, obviously you see the band. We've made changes, and you know, there's a lot of like growth things, and you know, it's remembering that it is a business, but also you know, your heart's in it, and finding that balance.
You guys, I mean, you have to build your business a little bit different than most. Like a lot of people say, I work with them every day. You literally live with them every single day, 24 hours a day.
Yeah, I mean, we already probably have 100 shows for this year. Last year we had, I think, over 120. So. It's gonna
sick.
Be, this year probably is going to be busier than last, which is good.
That's growth, my friend.
Yes.
All right. I'm going to let you go because we got to get back downstairs. But I think we ended the podcast last time. I'd like to end it the same way, if you're cool with that.
What do we do again? I'm trying to remember. Oh, no. I probably had a hard time with it. I remember.
It was hilarious because the timing was great. But this is going to be fun. Are you dating?
Oh, yeah. Here we go.
Dude, tell people how to find you online.
Yeah. Love Vegas. You can find me at Josh Ross Music, Instagram, all that kind of stuff, and then joshrossmusic.com for all my stuff. But appreciate you, Toad, as always, and let's go rock the stage, dude.
Tip him back, cause it ain't doing jack. So hit me with another one. But it ain't doing jack to forget the door slamming.